Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting a company update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, let's follow up on a news release that came out last week, October 21st, outlining some more drill results from this Ikkari target on the Pata Brava project in Finland. Now, the headline numbers, again, very impressive, 3.6 grams per ton gold over 181 meters. This is from surface. Another result of 3 grams per ton over 188 meters from 60 meters vertical depth. So more good drill results. These are actually the best drill results to date on this Ikkari discovery. And what's also noteworthy is that these holes tied together, a little gap in drilling over this 550 meters of strike length. So now the company has 550 meters of strike length of some very good grades over some very impressive widths. Give us a big picture outlook of how these drill results just play into the bigger picture of this deposit.
Okay, well, thanks, Corey. And look, I think these results, certainly, as you just said, these are the best results we've had so far on this project. And you know, up until now, we drilled sort of the western part, trying to understand that, and the eastern part to understand that. And these really, I guess, they fill in the gap between the two. They're not infill holes because this was a 300-meter odd gap that we put two cross-sections across. But they really just demonstrate this continuous nature of this deposit along this strike. And, you know, with some, as you said, some very impressive widths and grades there. And importantly, you know, if I look at the weighted average grade, that's gone up, you know, of the intercepts, that's gone up by sort of 15%. The width downhole length of these intercepts has also gone up by a similar sort of amount. So, you know, it's just demonstrating that this is a very robust system with good grades. And again, I think I said it on ones before, these are not just these long intercepts with, you know, 3.6 grams over 181 meters. You know, the highest single grade in there on any meter might only be like 30 grams at most, lots of 10s, 11s, 12s, 4s and 5s. But it's not driven by just one short interval with a really high grade. This is a big, broad mineralized system. So generating a lot of potential tonnage of mineralization quickly.
Now, there's also a note in the highlights here, the very bottom of the highlights, that I think is most crucial, and it says the Ikkari mineralization remains open in all directions. So as much as these holes filled in this 550-meter strike, where are you going to be exploring next if it is still open in all directions?
Yeah, it's been, you know, I guess what's important to understand that we're very early on in this process with the first holes here were drilled in April of this year. And so here we are in October with about 45 holes into it by now, obviously quite about half of those so far released. And we're just continuing our, like, I guess with this size and scale delineation, which we're trying to do, which is stepping out 80 meters at a time along strike and across strike as well. And we keep on pushing that off to the east as we do it. And, you know, in the months ahead, we'll be starting to drill more to the west as well. So, yeah, it's really just at this point in time, really just trying to find those limits. And so far, as we said in the press release, we haven't found those limits, which is good. There's no doubt about that.
So, and that still means, too, that it's too early to put some sort of a resource on this, correct? Because if you're going to keep on drilling, you don't want to spend your time infill drilling. You want to continue to see just how big this could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've been getting asked that question by quite a bit. Again, you know, with the reason, you know, we quite systematically do these 80 meters steps and with these long intercepts of mineralization with good continuity, you know, that certainly allows us to build a conceptual understanding of the resources in-house. But it's going to be quite a while till we, you know, until we really got to those limits. It's not the right time to put a pin in the resource there, and we really want to show what it could be at this point in time. That's what the focus of the team is on.
So as much as this drilling is open in all directions, yeah, can we talk a little bit about some of the deeper results within some of the recent drilling? I'm looking at figure 3A within the news release, but down deeper, I'm looking at hole 75 here. You hit 1.1 gram per ton gold over 105 meters. Hole 72, also 1.5 grams per ton over 200 meters. Is it fair to say that deeper down, the grade is a little bit lower than what's near the surface? So maybe deeper isn't as much of a focus for the company?
No, I think the issue we have is if you look at that hole 75, we had that really long intercept at the top, and then it was slightly weaker. But if you actually look at the entire hole, actually, the entire hole had mineralization to some extent in it, some of it below cutoff. But, you know, that was a 350-odd meter hole. It's really a case of us getting those other holes into the system. So we think the system is pretty much vertical or subvertical, this big structural zone. And you'll see on that same figure 3A, hole 100, that's drilled underneath of 75 and 82, the intercepts that you mentioned. So that will go through that same mafic ultra mafic unit, which is very brecciated and does seem to carry a lot of the higher grades, this really brecciated system. And those, it'll go into those felsic sediments, which carry this other, you know, this other bulk mineralization that may be a slightly lower grade. But so I don't think there's any, we don't have any concerns about grade dropping off at depth at this point. Obviously, we're going to test that in the months ahead. And then on the other section, that second section, figure 3B, is even taller. So that's a 450 meter deep section. And you can see a couple of the holes we put in there. 94 goes down to, you know, well below 400 meters vertical, 97 sort of well below 300 meters vertical. So, you know, those are all sort of, that's all pending data to come back. So, yeah, we continue to look for the extents to depth, and news to come, I guess, Corey.
Lots of drill results and continued drilling to come. And it sounds like you have a lot of testing still to do to test the extent of this mineralization. How much money does the company have right now to continue this drilling?
We put out our quarterlies end of August. We had $32.4 million. So today, still, you know, it's still come to around that $30 million mark of funds. So very well funded to carry on the drilling. And we have all the drill rigs that we need at this point in time. And actually, whilst we're very focused on Ikkari, we also have, you know, enough capacity in the team to go back and focus on some of these other discoveries we made as well. So, you know, there'll be news on those as well. So I think we're, you know, very well set up going into this, going through the winter, where we can drill continuously anyway.
Let's talk about some of these other discoveries too, because I totally understand why Ikkari is your focus, and these drill results and this whole Ikkari discovery has driven the stock substantially higher. But you look at figure one, and Ikkari is just a small portion of this overall project. And you even have outlined, what is it, five other targets, five other discoveries. Where are you going to be focusing outside of Ikkari, understanding that Ikkari is still going to be drilled off?
Yeah, well, I think it's worth mentioning those again. If people went back to our press releases a year ago, now you read a lot about Haina Central, which is a copper gold discovery. You know, again, very broad widths, you know, grades maybe a gram, 1.5% copper, but really nice widths in a big system there. So we need to go back to that one. Haina South has the highest grade recorded in the system over here. I think it's about 480 grams over a meter at Haina South in the drilling there, in a structural system there. And Island North had some pretty spectacular grades. So we'll be getting back to all those targets. And when people are looking at that whole figure one, in the background there's all these anomalies in Basa Till, and all those are, you know, potential targets to continue testing over this winter with our, what I call our new generation team as well, that works in the background. Taking the same approach as finding Ikkari, we just continue to try and make sure we tested this ground very thoroughly.
All right. Well, James, there's not much more to cover here. As I said, I will post a link to that news release. Everyone have a read over it. Look at these figures that we have referred to and send me any questions that you have. Fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as the company releases more drill results and more news. So, James, I appreciate your time today. Good job. Good continued drilling success here. It's exciting to follow along with these stories that are clearly have the attention of the market, rightfully so, through the drill bit. So, James, thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much, Corey. Much appreciated. And thanks for people looking at our story.